Ephesians, chapter 5. Be therefore imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us, and delivered himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for an odor of a sweet smell. But fornication, all impurity, or greed, don't let it even be named among you, as becomes saints. Nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, or jesting, which are not befitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know for sure, that anyone who is a fornicator, or unclean, or greedy, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore don't be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, and even better, reprove them as well. For the things which are done by them in secret it is a shame even to speak of. But all things when they are reproved are made manifest by the light. For everything that is made manifest is light. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, in which is riot, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and delivered himself up for it. That he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. That he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Even so ought husbands also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church. Because we are members of his body. For this cause will a man leave his father and mother, and will stick to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak in regard of Christ and of the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you also love his own wife even as himself, but the wife should fear her husband.